Hey, it's Steve, and welcome to The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. The Frying Pan was a segment I used to do on WGN Radio way back in the day. I don't even remember what year anymore, where I would create ridiculous inventions and fool the WGN audience into thinking that I was sincere. They would call me and tell me my inventions were stupid, and it's pretty much the most fun thing I've ever had a chance to do. So this episode is actually kind of cool. I think this is the first episode of The Frying Pan. So the recording I'm going to play is a recording from the first time we ever tried this dang thing, where, you know, Justin Kaufman, who hosted the show, was, you know, he had pitched this idea to me, and I said, hey, we'll give it a try. I didn't think this was going to work at all. I couldn't think of any terrible inventions, and what we found as we did this, and I just called into his show to pitch my invention, was every time I'd go off the line, I would just start laughing so hard I was crying as we started to realize how the WGN listeners were eating this up. It was so cool. And so this is definitely not the best episode of The Frying Pan, but it's the first one, and it's when we realized this could actually be fun. And really sort of started to spawn the flavor of ideas that I would hit them with in subsequent episodes. So I hope you enjoy this. The invention is mail. I'll catch you after the show.
So download here on WGN, Justin Kaufman, taking you to 11 o'clock where we'll check in with Patty Vasquez, who will be back downstage. She's in Springfield as she continues her live broadcast. Or actually, she's from Champaign, which we're going to talk to her about the latest on budget cuts for special needs programs. But she's in Champaign, not Springfield. Who could tell, Pete? Who could tell? The same town, as far as I'm concerned, correct? One's got a better nightlife. And one's got a Hilton that goes up to like the 28th floor. You know, and it's 10 o'clock hour here, and I think that we're all understanding that our 10 o'clock hour on the download is a little different than the hours before it. Tonight, we're not going to do sports. We're not going to talk politics. We're going to talk innovation. We're going to talk ideas. We're going to talk business on a new segment that I would like to introduce called The Frying Pan. Is that it? That's the only graphic? That's the only sound effects? We didn't, I thought when I said it's sound effect, I thought you'd put something together and be like, wow, wow. And then be like, that would just be the, all right. Well, you know what? That works, I guess. Joining me on the line now, Steve Gadlin of Shark Tank fame. Local innovator who won on Shark Tank and got the attention of Mark Cuban, who gave him money to produce I Want to Draw a Cat for You. He were on, Steve, a couple days ago, and we decided we were going to try this as a regular segment.
Yeah, and I'll say I'm disappointed at the lack of a theme song. So next time we do this, I'm bringing my own song.
And that's what I said. I mean, mine was more about lack of, I thought it would be like a montage of sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, well,
when I hear regular segment, I'm thinking there's a little theme song, maybe a 3-minute instrumental.
Right.
To lead people into it. I'll bring it next time. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, good. We have a lot of production. We'll let the content lead tonight. So the idea is, you know, you have a development deal of sorts with Mark Cuban.
Yes.
You have to go to Mark Cuban with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And you are constantly on the clock to come up with new business ideas that could be funded by Shark Tank.
Sure.
So here's what we've decided, that Steve, who is a fountain of ideas,
yes,
is going to give us an idea every week on The Frying Pan, an idea he's working on, and you at home are going to be the ones that give it the thumbs up or thumbs down, and if he feels like he has enough confidence, he'll take it to Cuban. 312-981-7200. The lines are open. Zim's waiting. Pete Zimmerman's waiting. 312-981-7200. Steve, are you ready to give us your new idea?
Yes, I am. I've got an awesome one for you this inaugural week of The Frying Pan, Justin.
How much time did you spend on getting this one ready?
Well, I tell you, I've got 50 or 60 ideas in my head. So it wasn't so much, you know, it takes me 3 seconds to think of one. It takes me hours to figure out which 49 to shut off, you know, for you. So it took a while for me to really find the cherry among the pits.
All right. Well, let's light them up. 312-981-7200. Or you can go to at WGN Radio on Twitter and tell us if you like Steve's idea, if you have questions for Steve, if you want to get in on the ground floor with Steve.
Or... Yeah, I have no problem walking into Cuban's office with one of your callers. You know, if someone's really supportive of the idea and has some of their own startup capital to throw at it, hey, I'm open to sharing the bounty here.
So everyone knows Steve Gadlin is the businessman behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He was the he won on Shark Tank. He was made fun of by John Oliver last week. You are sort of a star when it comes to the innovative world of Chicago.
Well, I'll tell you, the tricky part is you come up with an idea like drawing stick figure cats for people for $9.95 a pop, and where do you go from there? It's hard to ever, you know, to touch that brilliance again. So right. One of my problems is having all these great ideas that just don't measure up to the simplicity and the brilliance of stick figure cat drawing. You know, I know how Dean Kamen feels. I know how, I can't think of any other famous inventors. Maybe Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison's
one.
Yeah,
he did a light bulb. He's like, what am I going to do now?
Right. And then I don't think he did anything.
He didn't do anything. He was so lazy. He did one thing and that was it.
Ben Franklin, George Washington, these are all names of people from history. So, but I've got a good one.
All right.
I've got a good one. Are you ready for it?
I am ready. Are you ready? Are you ready at home? 312-981-7200. The first idea for the frying pan. Go, Steve.
Okay, here we go. So there, you know, when I draw cats for people, I send them to them in the mail. And there are all these other services that send things to people in the mail. You've got, you know, send glitter to an enemy in the mail. You've got ways to, like, send a fart in the mail, send goat poop in the mail. So what I'm feeling from that is people are really interested in getting things in the mail. So my invention is called mail, where you basically send mail to someone in the mail. So you would send me some mail, and then you tell me who you want it to go to, and where they live and stuff, and then I'll mail that to them. So it's mail.
All right. So the idea that you want to bring to Mark Cuban for investment, to get in on the ground floor for venture capitalists around the world, is mail.
Yeah, where you send me mail, and it can be any mail. It can be a letter that you wrote. It can be some junk mail. It can be a catalog. And then you tell me who you want me to mail it to, and then I'll mail it to them.
Okay, well, I have a lot of questions, but I don't want to burn them all.
Okay, sure.
Because we want to extend this as long as we can. We're going to take a break and get the people on the line who have questions. If you are interested in Steve Gadlin's idea for mail, or you have more questions, or you want to tell us it's the dumbest idea, and Steve better not take it to superstar Mark Cuban when Dallas is bounced from the playoffs, if they haven't already been. I think they have been. 312-981-7200, or online, you can go to Twitter at WGN Radio. Steve, stand by. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with mail.
If you don't have a patent, you don't have a prayer on Shark Tank, unless you've got a once-in-a-lifetime investment opportunity like this guy.
You go to my site, you describe a cat, I draw it, I mail it, it's as easy as that. I'd invest if I were you, and I want to draw a cat for you.
By the way, his business got funded, presumably because he holds the patent on whatever the f*** he's doing with his shoulders.
Back on the download here in the frying pan. Steve Gadlin, local inventor and innovator behind I Want to Draw a Cat for You. He has a development deal with Mark Cuban, and he has to pitch a new idea to Mark, and he has given us first right of refusal, WGN listeners here at the download, to give him feedback, to ask questions, to see if he's got the right idea. Did I sum that up okay, Steve?
Yeah, that works. You know, and I realized I left out one of the most important details of this.
Well, let's reset it. It's mail mail.
Yeah.
So tell us again, mail mail is your idea you want to bring to Mark.
Yeah, everybody loves sending crazy things to each other in the mail nowadays. One other thing that you can send in the mail is actual mail. So the business would be you send me some mail, be it a letter, some junk mail, a catalog, and tell me who you want me to send it to, and then I'll send them that mail. So they'll get the mail.
And what's the – I don't want to ask the question because I want the listeners to ask the question. I have 1,000 questions.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of redundant questions.
Sure, but a detail that I left out, you know – you got to think of it from the business perspective too, right? Not just the consumer perspective. And what happens on the business end is when you send me mail to send to someone, you also send me like $9.95. So
that's in the mail, so you can use the $9.95 to mail it out.
Well, I only use some of it for postage, and the rest is
overhead.
We call that profit margin in the business world.
Steve Gadlin has a lot of business experience. He did I Want to Draw a Cat for You. He won on Shark Tank. You got to be good.
You pretty much won all of Shark Tank.
You got to be pretty good at business to win at Shark Tank. All right, I'm gonna bring him on. Let's bring him on. Let's here we go. Here comes
I'm
the call.
Ready.
Let's go to Will in Downers Grove. Will, welcome to the download. Welcome to the frying pan. What's your question about mail?
Oh, hey, how you doing? I just don't get it. I don't get why. Are you trying to just disguise the return sender, or
no?
What's the point?
I'm not disguising it at all. I mean, let's say you have a letter. Do you have friends that you write letters to?
Okay.
So you want to get the letters to those friends. You're going to send me the letter and $9.95 and tell me your friend's address, and then I'll mail it to them, so they'll get that letter in the mail.
Okay. Why wouldn't I just go to the mail. Post office?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. That's got to be the million-dollar question, Will. Thank you, Will.
No, ask again. I don't understand the question, to be honest.
The question was, he just said, why wouldn't he just mail it?
Fine. Well, that's what I do. I mean, yeah, fine. Why don't I just make myself a Domino's pizza? No, I'm going to call Domino's to get a Domino's pizza. I have experience in mailing things to people. I've mailed 19,000 plus stick figure cat drawings to people in the mail. There's a finesse to it. You want to go to the post office? Fine. That's like, do you do your own taxes too? Or do you hire an accountant who understands all the loopholes in the systems?
I think what's important is that Will represents what Mark Cuban might ask. And so you can't get too defensive. I think that, you know, my critique of you is you're just, what if Mark Cuban asks you? Are you going to get mad and take your big PowerPoint and go home?
No, that's a good point. All what right. I would do in a real pitch situation is look Will or Mark straight in the eye and say, well, fine, you go to the post office. Post office has lines, right? That's one of the things about the post office. And you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
When you go, there's parking issues. There's all sorts of things. This is simple. You package the mail to me and you mail it to me with $9.95 cash or check or whatever.
All right.
And then I'll take care of all the mail from there.
Well, let's keep bringing the calls because they're here and they're calling fast and furious. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 to talk to a real inventor, innovator, celebrity from Shark Tank, Steve Gadlin. I want to draw a cat for you.com with a new idea, mail. He wants to sell it to Mark Cuban. He's got a big meeting with him coming up. He's not sure if he's got the right idea, and he wants to go to you guys to see if you can poke holes in it. So let's go to Jason. Jason, you're on the download. You're on the frying pan. Where are you from, Jason?
Hey, I'm from Downers Grove.
A lot of Downers Grove tonight. Okay, Jason, what's your question?
Well, my question is, you know, one of my great ideas that I've been thinking about, you know, medical field is for people that have athlete's feet, you know, you're tired of putting on the cream on the foot. You're tired of, you know, putting the hands, getting all them greasy and things like that, you know, constant medicated things like that. My great idea is a medicated sock. A sock that already has the cream
in the sock. That's a great question. Great, Jason, thank you very much. He makes a good point, Steve.
I like it. You know, you could do socks with medicated socks. You could do medicated gloves for eczema. And if you want to mail those to a friend, you mail them to me.
And you got it.
With $9.95, and I'll send them off. So I think there's potential for a combo deal.
All right.
I could walk in with both of these things and use the medicated socks as sort of my cherry on top.
Yeah, that's a good way to spin it, since that had nothing to do with mail. But really strong. It was a strong idea. Yeah. Let's keep going. Let's go to Phil.
Okay.
Phil's on the Ike. Phil, welcome to the frying pan. What's your question about mail?
Well, my only question is, like, I just feel like it's a giant scam, because you have to go to the post office or go out of your house, address the mail to you, just so you could readdress the mail to somebody else.
Yeah.
When I could just walk outside, put my little flag up on the mailbox, have the address to my friend already on there, and it goes out there for the price of a postage stamp instead of $10.
Yep. Thanks, Phil.
Well, you could send. Yeah, I understand what he's saying.
Phil. That is a great point, and I think that we're echoing in these calls, Steve. I'm trying not to be Mark Cuban, you know, because I don't know how he acts, but at this point, this is the second time you've heard that question.
Yeah, well, I think that speaks to people's listening ability, too, because I thought I gave it a pretty good comeback. But if the people aren't feeling it, then I, you know, maybe
I need to go back to the drawing board. Don't get so defensive. Are you going to do this to Mark Cuban? Are you going to go in there and say, you know what, you're not feeling fine, I'm out of here? Come on, man, you got to take a JetBlue out to, you're paying your own flight. You got to sell him. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, let's take another question.
Okay, let's go to Adam. Adam, you are on the frying pan.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I mean, obviously, Mr. Gadlin's idea is just great. So
thanks, Adam.
I don't really even feel any need to comment on that. The thing is, since you started this segment, I've had this theme song for the frying pan stuck in my head. I got to hear it again, because you got to hear it again to get it out of your head. It's such a catchy theme. It's such a catchy theme song.
Yeah, thank you for that. You know, I don't know if you want to play the theme sound effect again, Pete. Maybe we can play the theme sound effect again. There it is.
Yeah, it is catchy. I'm still coming with my own next week.
Yeah, but you know what? I agree with Adam. I think it might be growing on me.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely an egg. And this is kind of the idea of like an incubator egg.
Yeah.
Like you were going on a field trip.
I didn't even think of the incubator connection. That's awesome. You know, there are a lot of people, I understand the question of why go to the post office to send me the mail when they could just, if they're already at the post office, they could send the friend the mail. And I'll be honest, I hadn't walked all the way through it.
Yeah, well, don't give up. Don't give up, because we got a whole hour.
They could ask a friend to go to the post office to send it to me, so they still don't have to go. You know what I mean? Or I could have a supplemental service where I have someone pick up the mail and mail it to me, and then I mail it.
This is as much an exercise, Steve,
in
your relationship to the questions being asked. Because maybe what we're seeing is you got to work a little bit on your tone when someone tries to poke holes in your idea.
Yeah, you know, I've got a little bit of a cold, so I sound a little more gruff than normal. And probably while I'm pitching in front of him, I'll have another dance I can do to sort of break the tension if things get weird.
Well, Ed in LaGrange, Wally in Longgrove, a couple other people on the line. Stay with us. More people want to ask questions about Steve Gadlin's idea, mail. And Steve, if you get a real quick pitch before we go to the news again so people can sort of think of better questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically you want to send things to your friends in the mail, be they letters or catalogs or presents. You mail those things to me along with $9.95, and then I will mail them to your friends.
312-981-7200. That's 981-7200. We're poking holes in Steve Gadlin's newest idea that he wants to take to Mark Cuban and Shark Tank. After his successful run with I Want to Draw a Cat for You. It's a regular segment we're calling The Frying Pan. We're going to get him queued up, Steve, for the second half, because we still have a lot of questions about We got a lot of questions about on the front end and the back end. And I think we also have some questions about just how you're going to valuation, things like that. Some more business questions as we get into it. So stay good with us here on the download.
Got a box full of letters. Thinking my life.
It's the download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in a segment we're calling The Frying Pan. Steve Gadlin is on the line. Steve Gadlin is a local innovator, the brains behind the amazing and successful and profitable local business, iwantodrawacatforyou.com. He was featured on Shark Tank. He won. And now he has a development deal with Mark Cuban. He's got to get new ideas to Mark. Mark's starting to get a little bit hot under the collar that Steve is not producing. And so Steve has decided to bring some of his workshopped ideas to us to let the listeners kind of poke some holes into it to see if he's got a winner before he pitches it. Steve, once again, explain to us mail.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say too, it's been 3 years, so I need to come to him with a new idea. So the pressure is really on. But mail. You know, people love now. There's all these businesses that let you send things to people in the mail. You can send glitter to people in the mail. You can send dog poop or crazy things like that in the mail. You can send like cat drawings to people in the mail. This is the company that lets you send mail to people in the mail. Mm-hmm. So you would take some mail. You know, maybe it's a funny joke. You want your friend to get some junk mail. So you send the junk mail to me and tell me, you know, give me $10 or $9.95 or whatever, and tell me what your friend's address is. Then I'll mail that junk mail to them. Mm-hmm. And then they get the junk mail in the mail. And, you know, it's
all right.
Okay, where'd I get all this mail? Or it could be something nice, too, you know.
Well, we got 312-981-7200. I got a couple people lined up. I also got some tweets I want to read.
Okay.
This is from Evan, who says, Steve made a very good point when he said, why would I make a pizza when I could call Domino's? I'm having trouble making pizza dough in my kitchen, but now I'm eating hot pizza that was delivered to me.
Yeah.
And that's the same. That's kind of what you're talking about. Let's go to Ed in LaGrange. Ed, you are on the Frying Pan. Give Steve some advice. What questions do you have about mail?
Well, actually, I've studied this his model, and I could tie it into a business that I have that I do a shoe shine for people. They mail me their shoes, and then I shine the shoes for them, and then I mail the shoes
very
back.
Very similar. You guys are.
It's
same concept.
It hasn't worked out too well. Turnaround time is kind of like people get mad, you don't get the shoes back like for 2 or 3 weeks. Mm. But I actually do the mailman. I think I could do it for $8.95. How about that?
Yeah, I like that. So you're saying that you and Steve should probably go into some sort of like co-business where you both are sort of doing mail order stuff.
No, I don't want to work anything at all with him. I want to do it by myself.
All right, good, Ed. I love it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed. That's Ed. All right, let's go to Will. Will, you got some ideas here for Mr. Gadlin, so why don't you go ahead and give it to us?
Yeah, I actually was thinking about this, and I said, well, maybe I should come up with my own idea. It's called Pizza Pizza. So if you want to order a pizza, you call me, tell me what your order is, and then I call pizza place and order it for you, and you give me $9.95.
I love it. I love it. Will's got an idea. Will, smart move. Steve,
that might infringe on some patents I've got going on for mail. I'd have to look at the precise wording of how he's going to manage that, but sort of acting as proxy to, you know, provide service is going to be a patent that I have to get for this.
More business questions coming in. Let's talk to Josh. Josh, you are on. I think I just hung up on Steve. Josh, you are on. That's okay. Steve, you're on with the show and Steve's listening. So, tell us a little bit about your question for
sure. Justin, huge fan. Mm-hmm. Love the show. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. I mean, across the board, he's an innovator. He's, kind of stretching the boundaries of business. I want to invest, I want to know his kind of return on investment, what his long-term strategy is, how much cash am I going to get out of this deal?
Great, great question, Josh. Steve, you heard that.
Yeah, I did. So that's I appreciate it. Thanks for the good comments. I mean, I value this company probably, you know, when I went into Shark Tank with my Catron company, I valued it at, I think, you know, $40,000 or something. But this one is probably a $1 million company. So your investment to get, you know, any reasonable amount of equity would probably be in the $250,000 range. As far as return on that, I'd say it's about a 3 to 8 year plan before the business is profitable. And I say that primarily one of my strengths is not managing finances for a business. So it will take me a little while to really kind of figure out where we're going with the money side of it.
I got a couple other questions from Twitter. Are you worried about someone stealing like a rogue postman?
Well, when I started I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com, there were a lot of copycat businesses. Or you mean actually stealing the mail?
Yeah, it's good. I can't actually interpret what the tweet was. Oh, I'm just reading the tone. But...
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, sure, but that's, you know, every business has its theft. How many times do you order a pizza and the pizza guy never shows up because he gets mugged or the pizza's stolen from a pizza thief or, you know. Right. So, yeah, that's built into the business plan.
312-981-7200, the number, 312-981-7200. It's the Frying Pan here on WGN Download. We're talking with Steve Gadlin about his idea, mail. Steve, one more time.
Mail. So you send me mail plus $9.95 and tell me where you want the mail to go, and then I will mail it for you
okay.
to the recipient.
That's it. All right, so let's keep going here. Let's check in with Timothy, who's in Romeoville. Timothy, welcome to the Frying Pan. What's your question for Mail?
I was wondering, did you borrow this from the guy that had the ad in the paper? You know, where you used to be able to, like you said, order things through the mail, and you could order all kinds of different poops and stuff like that. He had an ad in the paper that all it said on there, send $1 to P.O. Box so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
That was it. And then people would just send $1.
Yeah, that's a different business. No, I'm not aware of that business. I'd say that's a brilliant business model. If he doesn't even have to provide a service other than the,
send a
the joy of sending the dollar. I mean, that's great. I'd love to talk to him if he's maybe he's interested in going in on Mail.
I was going to say, are you looking for people to collaborate with or to be partners on Mail?
Well, here's the thing. My criteria for that would be pretty high. I need people with real proven track record, maybe others who've won on Shark Tank. So if there are any Shark Tank winners who would, you know, want to go in on it, they probably have then the business sense to really push this thing through.
All right, we're going to keep going. I'm very happy with the WGN radio listeners tonight, especially download listeners and others who have called in and tweeted questions for Steve to help him as he gets ready to sell this idea to Mark Cuban.
Help me and to help them, really.
Yeah, you know? It's really great because you have, you know, a bunch of people who are really trying to grasp this idea and really get a feel for it. Let's go to Tom in Elgin. Tom, you're on the air here on WGN, the Download, Frying Pan with Steve Gadlin. You got a question about mail? Grill him.
Well, not really. The thing I'm looking at the situation is I don't think the business would really succeed because not that many people are going to want you to send something to you to give you a fee so you can mail it to someone they know as junk mail when they could do it themselves.
That's great. That's a great question.
When they can do it themselves, though, I hear that all the time. When they can do it themselves, how many of us are out there building battleships by ourselves? How many of us are out there architecting buildings by ourselves? I mean, there are experts who do those things, and you know, I think this is one of those areas where, as mail becomes less prominent, you know, we do so much digitally. Sending something physically in the mail is not everyone's expertise. They don't teach that in school anymore. So I'm a guy who's sent a lot of things in the mail. I'll leave it at that.
You have. That's how you pretty much get all of your cat drawings to people through the mail. So yeah. You are kind of a mail expert.
Yeah.
All right. 312. 981.
Your callers are also male experts, but you know.
Yeah. Again, I let me get the number out. 312-981-7200. Questions for Steve on mail. 312-981-7200. And I gotta say, again, a little defensive. Like you're flying a little bit off the handle, and I'm telling you, I don't think that's gonna bode well because you know that it's not gonna be just Mark. You know he's gonna bring other people in that room. And they're gonna be like, I don't like this guy's demeanor. I don't like the cut of his
You're telling me this, and I can't remember which episode of Shark Tank you were on, but you're talking to someone who won Shark Tank. And I think a little defensiveness actually, you know, shows confidence. And, and if anything, people invest in confidence.
We're going to take a break. So, the calls are coming in. I can see right now more people.
Break.
I know you don't need a break, but we got to pay the bills. We don't all have great ideas like mail. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Go on Twitter at WGN Radio. We'll read the tweets to give Steve Gadlin a fighting chance when he goes to see Mark Cuban.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
It's a download on WGN. Justin Kaufman here. We're in the middle of the frying pan. It's our segment where we take a look at new business ideas from Steve Gadlin, the mind of Steve Gadlin, who's a winner on Shark Tank. You did win on Shark Tank. You won for I Want to Draw a Cat for You. You got a development deal with Mark Cuban. He's looking for new ideas. You're testing them out with us. Tell us one more time the pitch, the elevator pitch for mail.
Yeah, you know, people love to send cool, crazy things to people in the mail these days. There are services that lets you send ants in the mail, that lets you send glitter in the mail, that lets you send, you know, silly things in the mail. And this takes a step back and says, what if I just want to send mail in the mail? Mm-hmm. So you basically send mail to me along with a fee of $9.95, and I will mail it to whoever you want me to mail it to. I'll take care of that part for you.
All right, so there it is. We've got just about 10 more minutes left of the show. I got a line full of calls, Steve. I am very happy that the WGN audience has listened to the idea and they want to help a businessman. And this is great. So let's go to Carl in Calumet City. Carl, welcome to the frying pan.
Hello. My question is, he keeps saying that like it's hard to, you know, not everybody can mail a letter.
Right.
If I lack the skill set to address a letter to my friend, how would I be able to address the letter to him?
That's a great question, Carl. Thank you so much for that. Great question, Steve, and one I think Mark Cuban would probably lead with.
Yeah, you know, it's, and I'll be honest again, I hadn't walked through all of the steps of this to, you know, to kind of make that connection. It will be, what I suggest is I would provide a supplemental service that gets the mail to me without you having to address it to me. So, you
almost
know,
like
for another $9.95, I've got a friend
Uber
who will
would
go
pick
to your
it up.
House.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and he'll address it for you and then put it in the mail for me. So I get, you know, people who use this service are using it because they don't want to send something in the mail. Unfortunately,
So you
got to
figure out how
to
do
mail.
That.
Yeah.
I
can figure that part out. I'm not
Let me go to
it.
Twitter. This is Mike, Formulas 82, says, worst idea in the history of comma ever.
Okay.
So I
so
don't know what you want to make it
out. That's fine. No, that's fine. You know, when you're at Shark Tank, you've got a panel of five investors there, and there
so
will be
one
four
guy.
Of them who will go out, you know, and that's fine because then you've still got the billionaire who's interested and sees the brilliance
in
your idea.
Let's see if some of these other callers are the people who are going to come to your rescue. Zach in Chicago, welcome to the frying pan. What's your question about mail?
Wouldn't technically people would be able to send anything they wanted? Like, couldn't people send out drugs to other people without, like, you know, the FBI or anyone getting involved with it?
Yeah, great question, Zach. Zach, that's a great question, Steve.
They're shifting responsibility of that contraband to me, and that's why I charge the $9.95. So, if you were sending something illegal, one, you have to get it to me first, and if it gets to me, then I'll kind of roll the dice, assuming I can get it to your
friend. You could have like a secondary service called Mail Mule. You could be a drug mule.
Yeah, well, but I wouldn't advertise that. Again, that's something
that
savvy users might pick up on, and I would definitely not encourage that. But you know, there are a lot of creative ways to use what I think is a very innovative service.
Well, so, that's why I'm not an innovator like you, Steve. I'm just the guy hosting the show. Let's go to Rick and Berwyn. Rick, you're on with the Frying Pan. What's your thought about mail?
This is a great idea. He knows my friends then, right? He knows my friends.
Okay, who's your friends?
He knows them, so I just sent it to him. He knows my friends already. He knows Bill, right? Yeah. You know Bill, right?
All right, okay, I see. So Rick is using a funny way to say that. How are you going to deal with, how are you going to know who to send it to?
Maybe they sent me a separate letter with instructions.
No, that's too much. I'm telling you right now. I would be out on a second letter. I'd be out.
Well, then you don't respect the mail, and you're not an investor.
Here we go. So, here we go. You know what? You're frying off the handle, Steve.
It's my first night in the frying pan. You know, I'm getting a little emotional. I agree, but I'm passionate about good ideas, and I know a good idea when I think of one. So,
Chris is on. Chris is actually on I-65, hopefully hands free. Chris, what do you think of mail? What do you think?
I think his model, as it suggests, is kind of suspect, but better suggestion, maybe have a phone service where people can call in and he can dictate and type the letter and then send the letter.
There you go, Chris, with the big suggestion. What do you think of that one?
Well, I'll say that I had that idea already. I just didn't want to bring it up on the phone, but that's part of my pitch to Cuban because I already thought of that myself. So great minds think alike, but I thought of it first.
All right, Adam's. Yeah. Adam's got a question for Steve. Adam, you are on with Mail.
Yes, Justin, love the show. Steve, earlier call I had a similar question to Zach about mailing shipments or packages, but what about email? Do you have anything I need to use you for email?
Oh, yeah, email. That's not a bad call. What if this was just a forwarding email business? Mail, email.
Okay. That I'm going to call out because, so you're saying you'd email me something to email to your friend?
Yeah.
And why don't you just email your friend? See? So, and that's probably not
right,
a
that's not a good
direction.
One.
Yeah.
So,
not
you know,
direction I'm going.
I got to say, so we've mm-hmm. had a pretty good run of calls mm-hmm. and people on Twitter telling you about this idea and whether or not it's a good idea for you to pitch it to Mark Cuban. What do you think?
Yeah.
Are you sold? Do you think this is the one you're going to try to take to L.A.?
I mean, this reminded me of my other idea about having them, call in and all that part of it. So, yeah, I think it's in my top 10 now. But I'll admit there were some definite issues that I really have to rethink. I have to go back to the drawing board with this. You know, hearing your caller and hearing you mention hands-free really reminded me of another thing I'm working on, and maybe I'll bring that one up.
Yeah,
next time.
Let's do that one next week.
Yeah,
the frying pan is going to be a regular segment here on the download. I think it fits the Tuesday night. We've got a theme sound effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what we learned tonight more than anything, Steve, is that you got a lot of heart, and it takes a lot of heart to have your ideas tossed around by listeners, for some giving you some really serious feedback, like it's redundant and it's not going to work because you're essentially just mailing something to somebody else that you could have mailed yourself.
Well, and again, that's just a difference of opinion. But I think what I've learned most is that you've got a really great set of listeners, and I'm really looking forward to bouncing some more ideas off of them.
I love it.
Brains listening. Yeah.
Steve Gadlin from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com, star of Shark Tank. I can say star of Shark Tanks because you've been on two, right? And you also were the butt of the joke last week on John Oliver.
Star of John Oliver, yeah.
Now you're star of John Oliver. Thank you so much for giving us our idea. And your ideas will be highlighted here on the download every week as we take calls to see if we can poke some holes in a famous innovator's new ideas. Thanks, Steve.
Well, good luck to you. Yeah, thanks, Justin. Take care, buddy.
Well, how about that? That's how you do radio, you know? I mean, Steve was very vulnerable. Right there. I thought he was very brave to come with an idea like mail and have the WGN radio listeners far and wide. I mean, you're at I-65. That's not Michigan Avenue. That's, you know, between somewhere here in Indianapolis, you know, So that's like a different state. So kudos to Steve Gadlin. Kudos to you, the WGN radio listener. And kudos to everyone who was on the download tonight here every night when the Blackhawks aren't playing. We saw the Blackhawks schedule come out, so we will not have a show on Friday, but we will have a show tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is going to be we're going to have a spectacular show coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk with John Mulaney, the comic who actually is from here, went to St. Ignatius, and is the better half of Too Much Tuna. Oh, hello. And we're also going to talk with Larry Wilmore from Comedy Central. So we're going to talk with those two, plus much, much more on the download tomorrow night.
Well, there you have it. The very first episode of The Frying Pan on Justin Kaufman's The Download on WGN. We're going to keep spitting these out. Let's see. I've got about, 15 more of these. And some of the funniest ones, to be honest. I randomized the order on the first day, and I've been sticking to it. So next episode will be something called the Inspire Hydrant. And boy, did that piss people off. Hope you tune in. Be well.